Y'all, I am trying not to. Look, my stomach's upset. I'm so excited about, no, not the Daily Dust. I mean, I'm excited about the Daily Dust, but no, about the fact that Christie Brinkley is calling just after 8 o'clock, and I am going to try so hard to hold it together and not act like a fool, because seriously, this is a classy lady right here, and I just don't have that in me. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes to gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so we're dishing for the Daily Dust. I got to take a deep breath because I'm so excited about Christie Brinkley. So, anyway, okay. So during an appearance on New Heights, you know, with Travis and Jason Kelsey, Ben Affleck recounted his impromptu training session with none other than Tom Brady while they happened to be vacationing at the same location.
What were you running? What kind of routes were you running?
I don't know if they have a name. I'm sure I disgraced every receiver that's ever run a route, but to this day, aside from the birth of my children, that was the greatest ever.
I like how he plays the good dad in that. Michael Bolton's brain cancer treatments have impacted his short-term memory, speech, and mobility, and he finished chemotherapy last October. His latest scan last month came back clear. Good for him. During his appearance on the Kelly Clarkson show, comedian Bill Burr shared how music helps manage his anger.
I've been trying to get over my anger issues, so I discovered this music, lo-fi, to try to, like, you know, I'm like a rescue dog. Like, keep me calm. Don't trigger me. Through, like, listening to lo-fi, I then found there's this new genre of music called shoegaze.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe I'll just stare at my shoes and listen to this atmospheric music for a couple of hours.
I've never heard of either one of those, but I am the Incredible Hulk. I'm always angry, so I may have to try that. Game of Thrones star Kit Harington says it was quite humiliating when 11-year-old co-star Bella Ramsey mouthed his lines to him because he needed to up his game as an actor. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco won't have a first dance at their wedding. Selena admitted she's too shy for the spotlight.
I feel embarrassed.
She doesn't want to have a first dance.
I will have a special dance with my papa, who he's my
grandfather.
Yes, it's my grandfather, and he's my mom's father. And he never got a chance to walk my mom down the aisle, because good for my mom. She decided to go to Vegas and be like, woo, and she's still been with them ever since they were like 26.
Oh, that's so sweet. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like being the spotlight either. That's why I don't do television. Anyway, all right, and just like that, Richard Gere and his wife are already planning their return to the U.S. after moving to Spain last November. Y'all, he's like super rich. He's not moving to Spain. He just went there to stay for a while. Quinta Brunson is set to host Saturday Night Live this weekend with musical guest Benson Boone. Y'all, he's the one who performed at Coachella with Brian May of Queen. Uh-huh. It's going to be a good one. Megan Thee Stallion visited the construction site of her own soon-to-be Popeye's location.
So this is like the regular window, and then this is a pickup window.
Right. This is where you can look right in the back, see everybody work. Mm-hmm. Hoping you're going to come make some chicken, right?
I'm going to come make some
I'm so funny. Apparently, there's going to be a dance floor and music at this Popeye's. I want to visit that Popeye's. The director of Rust says he was, quote, busy hitting himself in the face with a frying pan when asked if he's watched Alec Baldwin's reality show. Oh, my gosh. That's a little harsh. And speaking of harsh, I got a dirt alert. Yo. Katy Perry is responding to all the backlash she's received from the Blue Origin space flight and wrote a lengthy comment on a Brazilian fan page saying that online trolls have treated her like a human pinata, which has left her battered and bruised. Okay, Katy Perry, you opened the door. We just walked in. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Have Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. Y'all, stay tuned. Christy Brinkley on the way within the next 10, 15 minutes tops here on Morning Go. Yes, that Christy Brinkley.